Week 4, Thursday readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Where true love is dwelling, God is dwelling there. Love's own loving presence love does ever share. Love of Christ has made us out of many one. In our midst is dwelling God's eternal Son. Give him joyful welcome, love him and revere, cherish one another with a love sincere. Their own arm did not bring them victory, this was won by your right hand and the light of your face. Psalm 43. We heard with our own ears, O God, our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you yourself in days long ago. To plant them you uprooted the nations, to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes, in your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes, it was you who set our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their own arm did not bring them victory. This was won by your right hand and the light of your face. If you return to the Lord, then he will not hide his face from you. Psalm 43 continued. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale. You make us the taunt of our neighbours, the laughing stock of all who are near. Among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. All day long my disgrace is before me, my face is covered with shame, at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and the avenger. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you return to the Lord, then he will not hide his face from you. Arise, Lord, do not reject us forever. Psalm 43 concluded. This befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows, and covered us with the shadow of death. Had we forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to another God, would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us and forget our oppression and misery? For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, Lord, do not reject us forever. Let your face shine on your servant, Lord. Teach me your decrees. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Chapter 1. From Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church in Thessalonica, which is in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, wishing you grace and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We feel we must be continually thanking God for you, brothers, quite rightly, because your faith is growing so wonderfully, and the love that you have for one another never stops increasing. And among the churches of God, we can take special pride in you for the constancy and faith under all the persecutions and troubles you have to bear. It all shows that God's judgment is just, and the purpose of it is that you may be found worthy of the kingdom of God. It is for the sake of this that you are suffering now. God will very rightly repay with injury those who are injuring you, and reward you who are suffering now with the same peace as he will give us when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven with the angels of his power. He will come in flaming fire to impose the penalty on all who do not acknowledge God and refuse to accept the good news of our Lord Jesus. It will be their punishment to be lost eternally, excluded from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his strength on that day when he comes to be glorified among his saints and is seen in his glory by all who believe in him. And you are believers through our witness. Knowing this, we pray continually that our God will make you worthy of his call, and by his power fulfill all your desires for goodness and complete all that you have been doing through faith. Because in this way the name of our Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified in you and you in him by the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Responsory, based on 2 Thessalonians. The Lord will come to be glorified among his own and to be adored among all believers. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds, and to be adored among all believers. A reading from the Catechesis of St. Cyril of Jerusalem. Every deed of Christ is a cause for glorying to the Catholic Church, but her greatest of all glorying is in the cross. And knowing this, Paul says, "But far be it from me to glory, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." For wondrous indeed it was that one who was blind from his birth should receive sight in Siloam. But what is this compared with the blind of the whole world? A great thing it was, and beyond nature, for Lazarus to rise again on the fourth day. But the grace extended to him alone. And what was it compared with the dead in sins throughout the world? Marvellous it was that 5 loaves should pour forth food for 5,000. But what is that to those who are famished in ignorance throughout all the world? It was marvellous that she should have been loosened who had been bound by Satan 18 years. Yet what is this to all of us who were fast bound in the chains of our sins? But the glory of the cross led those who were blind through ignorance into light, loosened all who were held fast by sin, and ransomed the whole world of mankind. Let us then not be ashamed of the cross of our Saviour, but rather glory in it. For the word of the cross is the stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles, but to us salvation. And it is folly to them that are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it was not a mere man who died for us, as I said before, but the Son of God, God made man. Further, if the Lamb under Moses drove the destroyer far away, did not much rather the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world deliver us from our sins? The blood of a brute animal gave salvation, and shall not the blood of the only begotten much rather save? He gave not up his life by compulsion, nor was he put to death by murderous violence, but of his own accord. Hear what he says: I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. He came therefore of his own set purpose to his passion, rejoicing in his noble deed, smiling at the crown, cheered by the salvation of mankind, not ashamed of the cross, for it was to save the world. For it was no common man who suffered, but God in man's nature, striving for the prize of his patience. Do not rejoice in the cross in time of peace only, but hold fast to the same faith in time of persecution also. Do not be afraid of Jesus in time of peace, and his foe in time of wars. You receive now the remission of your sins, and the gifts of the King's spiritual bounty. When war shall come, strive nobly for your King. Jesus the sinless was crucified for you, and will you not be crucified for him who was crucified for you? You are not bestowing a favour, for you have first received, but you are returning a favour, repaying your debt to him who was crucified for you on Golgotha. Responsory from 1 Corinthians. To those who court their own ruin, the message of the cross is but folly. To us who are on the way to salvation, it is evidence of God's power. What we preach is Christ crucified, to the Jews a discouragement, to the Gentiles mere folly. To us who are on the way to salvation, it is evidence of God's power. Let us pray. Lord our God, make us love you above all things, and all our fellow men with a love that is worthy of you. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord.